I don't typically read my work aloud when I'm writing. And I think that's because having spent so many years listening and writing, hip hop or rap, I think at this point, and this might sound a way to some people, but after so long, my ear is so finely tuned now that I can actually see the rhymes, the alliteration, the assonance, all the music on the page. I don't really need to hear it aloud. And when I'm in that moment where I'm writing, I can't really break away from that to listen and go over what I just did. In subsequent revisions, of course I'll read aloud, and then I'll be able to get a more I guess empirical bead on what's happening in the lines. But I think I'm good a priori. I don't need to do that because, again, this is something else that hip hop has given me, is just a finely tuned ear. And I say that, I guess, to segue into another question that's on the list, advice we give to young writers: never discount your own experiences, right? I didn't come to poetry until I was about 28 or 29, poetry proper. But at that point, I had a long, long, almost 20-year foreground of listening to hip hop, to rap, to poetry, right? So I have this ear that has been shaped by nearly 20 years of listening, brought to this art form, and it just fed into it. Yeah, I guess that's a digression, trying to sneak two answers into one question. Oh, snap, you heard that rhyme? That was dope.